Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, my good friend Eric Bowman shares a wonderful message with us starting today, and it's called God's Silent Soldiers. God has a special regiment of His choice soldiers ministering behind the scenes in every church and ministry and religious organization. They were invaluable to Jesus Christ and His disciples as they ministered along with them. They're silent in the fact that they're not the main voice of the ministry, yet their service is felt and their influence is heard. Within the walls of the World Mission Center here at BIMI, there are hosts of them, and we would nearly collapse without them. In Africa, we are blessed to have a number of these, and we would not be as effective in ministry without them. Each one is significant and highly productive in their respective areas. Well, who are these special yet silent soldiers? They are our single ladies. Now, I know there's some people that think single ladies have no place on the mission field, but I think when you hear this article, it might help you a little bit. Brother Bowman continues, across the spectrum of foreign missions in general, single ladies make up around a quarter of the workforce. Not only do they overcome the challenges of cultural adjustments and language acquisition, but also they brave through their own set of unique challenges such as loneliness and lack of inclusion in the team dynamic and limited respect in their host culture, to name just a few. They are feminine yet possess a rugged grit. They are the weaker vessel yet endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. All these ladies work alongside of active church planters. They often prefer to be in the background, but they deserve recognition. Would you allow me to introduce to you these valuable servants who labor with BIMI in Africa? And the first is Mrs. Phyllis Hall. She worked alongside of her husband Andy church planting in Alaska until he graduated to heaven. Shortly afterwards, upon hearing the need for personnel in Uganda, Phyllis surrendered to go and has been an irreplaceable asset to the ministry of SOAP, and that's our Sorority Orphan Assistance Program, as a faithful school teacher, as a mentor, as a leader of a weekly ladies' Bible study in the village of Aseret in Uganda. And Phyllis Hall is doing a wonderful, fantastic job there. Well, another lady who served alongside her husband is Mrs. Debbie Guyman. Her husband, Kyle, actually started the SOAP ministry mentioned above. And when God called Kyle home with him, Debbie continued being a vital part of the ministry there. And today she uses her expertise in many of the logistical aspects of the ministry and the helps to make everything run smoothly. She works with adult literacy and also leads a ladies' Bible study in the village of Palaet, Uganda. And then also there's Linda Green. After serving in the United States Navy and being promoted to the rank of Chief Petty Officer, Miss Linda Green volunteered into God's service. Her experience and skill have been an asset to each ministry where she's been involved. She's an aggressive soul winner, a teacher of both ladies and children, and she uses her background to influence some within the Uganda military and police by giving out audio Bibles for them to use in their various stations, as well as in the prisons. We'll come back tomorrow, and I have some more ladies to tell you about.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.